Are you looking for more audio dramas to listen to? Seven Lamb has a unique show that changes genres every season. The series is simply called Story. Story is an audio drama with a different premise, genre, and cast of characters every single season. For example, Season 1, which is out now, is a dramedy that follows five friends who set to fulfill a challenging dream after graduating college. Their dream? To walk across America from Washington State to Key West. Season 1 is 26 episodes, and they're all out right now for your binging pleasure. In fact, Seven Lamb is currently releasing Season 2 of Story, which is a thriller set on a Hebridean island. Val and Dee are trying to rekindle their marriage by sailing across the Atlantic, but things go horribly wrong when they find themselves shipwrecked on an island with a strange man. Season 2 is currently releasing with several episodes out already. So if you're looking for a new show to listen to, make sure to check out Story by Seven Lamb Productions. You can go to sevenlamb.com or simply search for Story wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 18, Downfall, Part 1.
I sat at the bar of O'Reilly's by myself, stared up at the TV displaying breaking news of 2012 cruise ship missing bodies discovery, a talking head next to images of the woods, erratic cuts of photographers taking scene photos and cops surveying the area and putting down markers. I was reading subtitles that seemed to be on a 2-minute delay, but didn't matter. I could already tell what was happening. Fucking motherfuckers. Oh my god. I can't believe it. What the fuck?
I told you.
Did you see him? David?
No, a moth.
A moth?
Yeah.
We slowly walked through the clearing. Several bodies were in the trees, a couple others on the ground. The bodies were skeletal, the brownish torn clothing lightly flapping in the breeze. Surprisingly, most of the bodies seemed to be intact, probably due to the environment. They weren't easily identifiable, but we knew exactly who they were.
Ah, shit!
I tripped over a grouping of rocks.
What is that?
A fire pit? What the fuck? Is this some weird, like, cult shit?
It's what I knew we would find.
Roland, this is big.
I told you, Jake.
Hey, I'm fucking out here, right? I told you I understood.
And yet, you wanted to hightail it out of here.
It's been nearly a week and we didn't... I just thought... I figured if we were going to find something, you would have...
What?
I told you I didn't have a lot of time.
And I told you not to come.
Well, I'm glad I did.
Hello? Sam? Jake?
Oh, fuck. Maybe I'm not.
What?
We need to head back.
What?
We need to head back now to the boat and say nothing to Barbara.
What in the hell are you talking about?
We can't discover this.
This is why we came out here, Jake.
I know, I fucking get it, okay? But you may have a fake name, but I don't.
Meaning what?
Meaning I can't be up here. I'm supposed to be in Washington.
We came out here to find them.
And we did. But Jesus Christ, this will draw a lot of attention.
As it should.
I understand that, Roland. But local law enforcement will get involved. My name will be out there.
So fucking what?
But they won't let you leave here either. Meaning you'll be fucked. The Bureau will send somebody out to get you. Meaning all this will end. You'll be arrested. I'll be fired. Us finding this alone was a gift. Let's not waste it.
What if they realize?
Realize what?
The significance of this.
Do you want to take that chance?
So then what? We can't leave it like this.
I got it. We'll tell someone. Someone local. A fisherman or some shit. In a few days' time, they can stumble on it by themselves. Get recognition. We'll be long gone by then. We haven't talked to local law enforcement, only Barbara.
You don't think they can connect us?
There is no us, but we have to leave tonight. We can't find this. Seriously, think about it.
What about Vancouver?
That's nothing. Even if my name's out there, they won't be able to link it to the bodies.
We talked about the cruise.
But we filled out no paperwork, made no recordings. And I can call my sister in Coeur d'Alene, tell her to vouch for me for the past week.
But, Jake, this is why we're here.
And you were right, Roland. You were right. But we need to go.
Guys!
We need to go, Roland. Now. I know she was pissed at me, but the hell could we do? Stumbling on those bodies without Barbara around, that was a fucking gift. And when we got back to the B&B, Roland let me have it.
Fuck!
Hey, calm down.
What are we gonna do?
You're gonna fucking relax before the little old woman downstairs calls the fucking cops.
This is bullshit. I wanted to search the scene. I wanted to see...
See what? We saw. We know they're there.
A lot of good that does us here.
You're shaking. Why don't you go get a drink and calm yourself?
How can we investigate the site now? We can't.
They will.
Who?
The authorities.
Yeah, but what about us?
You know I'm fucking right. We report it. Every officer and every fucking agent will be here within an hour. This way we separate ourselves. You said you want to see this through, right? Well, fucking this is the best way to do that.
If you're playing some kind of game...
Fucking spare me. You know I'm right.
We could have at least tried harder. You couldn't wait to take off all that time.
All that fucking time and your fucking dead friend had us spinning around in circles, looking at old hay-covered floors and fallen trees.
What does that mean?
Your fucking friend couldn't show us sooner?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Took a boat ride north. Where was he then?
That's not how it works. He shows up when he shows up. Glad to know you believe me, though.
It's hard not to now. Fuck, this is fucked. I mean, who knows how this goes? And that fire pit? What the fuck was that? A fire pit in the middle of those bodies? Right in the fucking middle?
I don't know.
That's cult shit. Seriously. Jesus.
Maybe I'm not the only one who needs a drink.
It's not that I necessarily doubted her, but part of me didn't expect to really find anything. Maybe a new clue, but definitely not the bodies. Neither of us had yet to shower after being in the woods for days. We stood in the room, dirty, sweaty, and now panicked. We give a tip. When the bodies are discovered, we'll be filled in. And we still have these. Before we reconnect with Barbara, I snap some quick photos of the scene. I need to get these off my phone ASAP.
Scared?
We're not entirely sure how this will play out, so it's probably best not walking around with them.
Let me see.
She took my phone and skimmed through. We need to get you another laptop when we get back to Seattle.
Okay, yeah.
I leaned over her shoulder as she examined each photo closely. We also need to tell Ray what we found. But let's wait till we get back to make that call.
Okay, so tomorrow morning we'll...
Well, what?
The bodies.
Yeah, I'm not sure why some are in the trees and some aren't, but maybe it's environmental.
No, there's too many.
What?
Look, this picture here, in the back, that's another one.
Wait, one, two, go back.
That's a different one.
Four in the trees.
Two by the fire.
That makes six.
But here, this is a different angle, and look.
She was right. One of the pictures I took was a wide shot, showed another body at the edge of the clearing. Half covered by leaves and pine needles.
Holy shit.
What?
Yeah, look here too, in this picture.
How many is that?
I think there's two more.
Three more bodies? That doesn't make sense. Only seven went missing because Michelle, there should be six bodies there.
No shit. But why are there more? Who are they?
Roland, we can't go back. We need to leave. She handed me my phone and sat on the bed.
I need a drink. Bad.
Those fucks. They'd mentioned that nine total bodies were discovered, but were unable to identify all of them.
Couldn't believe it. I went on my phone and did a quick search. Not one report mentioned the bodies being strung up. Why?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, Ansel.
Where the fuck have you been?
Took some vacation time.
Yeah, no shit. Just out of the blue?
What? I gotta tell you my weekly schedule?
Easy there, cowboy. Fucking just think it's weird is all.
I told you, I had lectures.
Still?
Yeah, man.
Hey, you're not pissed about the Ray shit, are you? I was fucking around, man.
I don't care.
It was a favor for Robards.
I don't give a shit, Ansel.
Okay, well, good then. Robards and Torv went to Florida anyway to talk to her.
Just her?
No. Probably some follow-ups with the whole precinct. Maybe a family, too.
Good for them. Although I already knew that. Raid filled me in when we got back. They find anything?
Find anything?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. I help where I can, because I owe the guy some favors. It's not my fucking case, and I wouldn't want it.
Williams, you want the usual?
What's he drinking?
Whiskey.
Whiskey? That's it?
That's it.
Well?
Just give me, one of your pale ales, whatever's on tap, and half off.
Nothing's half off.
Not even for me? A loyal customer?
George, the bartender, gave him the sarcastic wave as to say, "The hell with you," when he went to fetch his drink.
You know, word has it, Joyce is pretty pissed.
I'll be in tomorrow.
He signed off on your leave?
I filed.
But did he sign?
I don't care.
Big balls for the guy on thin ice.
Work got done.
Lectures?
Here you go, asshole.
Starting a tab.
No shit.
You know, I wish I had a father to consistently clean my slate. Mine just drank constantly and beat my ass when I didn't finish my chores in time.
You still think that matters?
I know it does, but fuck it. Use it.
I don't take it for granted, though.
No?
I'm in a new department, aren't I?
Yeah, sure. But most people would have been fired. You'll be back in the CID soon enough. I don't know why you get all fucking emotional about it.
Fuck off.
What the hell are you watching? The fucking news? Where's the game? George! Hey!
What do you want, Williams?
The news?
It's what he wanted.
Jake, what is this?
It's nothing. Fucking nothing.
Can we change it? Game's already started. Bottom of the first!
Yeah. Go ahead.
I couldn't fucking believe it. There wasn't one mention of the bodies being strung up. Jake and I were texting back and forth, both baffled. The only thing I could think of was maybe they were worried about how the public would react, especially if this was some sort of cult worship thing. Something Jake kept pushing. I text Jake back, then pocketed my phone. I stared at my computer screen. There was another body found in New Tampa last night. So here I was, using Google Maps to get an aerial view of the neighborhood. It was another prostitute, like at the lumberyard. This is just what I needed.
Ray.
Casey?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, yeah. Marianne Casey was a younger officer who worked for the TPD. I didn't know her well, but Roland and Kent did. I followed Casey into the west stairwell. This was weird. Casey, what's wrong? She looked up to make sure no one was coming down. She moved around nervously, tugging at her collar and taking shallow breaths. Have I what?
Talked to Roland?
What? No.
Not at all?
No, Casey. Why?
The agents that were here, they talked to me. Did they talk to you?
Sure, they're doing their rounds. Been here all week.
Yeah, well, I told them I haven't talked to Roland.
Okay.
But I have.
What? When?
After she took the kid from the hospital, she called me when she was at the airport.
Is that right?
She needed help talking to law enforcement in Leyden. I didn't know what she planned on doing, but I made some calls and I'm the one who set up her meeting with Cantors.
Who?
Joel Cantors. He was one of the, you know, the bodies that they found.
Ugh, Jesus.
She called me when she was there. Cantors wanted to meet her at the diner, so I set it up. I really didn't know.
You mentioned this to those agents?
No, I was too nervous. What if it's my fault?
It's not your fault, Casey. You didn't know what was going on. All you did was set up a meeting.
As a friend.
Right, right. So you're fine.
But I can't say anything now. They'll think I was hiding it.
No, don't say anything. It's not pertinent information, okay?
But Cantors is dead.
That's not on you.
Okay.
Been holding that in for a while, huh?
I didn't know if I should tell anyone. I wanted to talk to you sooner, but you've been busy. I heard your mom is having trouble, and I hope everything's okay there.
She's fine.
If you ever need anything.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Hey, Casey, how come you're telling me this now?
Because I just talked to them, and I needed to get it off my chest.
No, I mean, why me?
Because Roland called me after she said she couldn't get a hold of you.
What?
So I figured maybe you talked to her.
Oh, I haven't.
That's too bad. I'm worried about her. First Kent, then her. Where could she be?
I actually didn't know. After Jake had left Roland in Seattle, she hadn't reached out. I called multiple times, but no response. I thought for sure after the news broke about the bodies being discovered, she would have reached out. But no. I just hoped she was okay.
I exhausted all my funds. I needed to call Ray, but it was late now. I spent all day at the bar watching the news break on the crew story. Jake was wrong. There was nothing we could learn from the investigation except maybe who those other three bodies were. But they didn't mention to the public that the bodies were strung up. Fuckers. After last call, I left, parking my car outside of a closed department store. I laid in the back seat and closed my eyes. I should have gotten some water. I felt sick.
Roland.
Oh, shit. I rolled over to see David sitting in the passenger seat. He was wearing the same clothes from that night, but this time they weren't torn, wet, or bloody.
Roland, there's more.
Bodies? I know, David. Who are they? Do you know?
There are more bodies.
I know, David. I know. My head was throbbing and I started to feel the urge to throw up. Oh, God.
He's searching for you.
What?
He searches.
Oh, fuck me. Who, David? Some of the vomit clung to my hair. Gross. I was too lazy, and surprisingly too tired to do anything about it.
He won't stop.
I looked back to see David still in the passenger seat, but now he was facing me, his eyes completely white, a large grin on his face.
He fights me. I won't last.
Who and what are you talking about, David?
I'm not David.
I sat my drunk ass up, staring at David. His grin leveled out. Now it was just a blank stare that made me uncomfortable and even scared. You're David.
No, Roland. I'm not. I was David.
What does that mean?
David no longer exists.
Then who are you?
An entity comes for you. Like the others. Like Sheila. Like Noah. Like April. Like Rowan.
He was listing names.
Like James. Like Hal. Like Sefton. Like Patricia. Like Shane. Like me.
You? I thought you said you weren't David.
I'm not David. I was David.
Then who are you now?
A savior. A protector. But not for long, Ron. Not for long.
But I can't be like the others. I can't be like them. I can't.
You're not.
he leaned back into the seat and slowly dissipated. David? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Sam Ashley. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver, Rachel Stidham as Mayor, Brandon Levine as Ed. Co-starring Corey Pettit, Aud Andrews, Ashley Brooks Plumstead, Adam Iben, Christina Lewis, Dennis Caldwell, Richard Ashwell, Lindsay Riley, Walter Riddle, Alexander Dotti, Sheila Morris, Dylan Whitehead, Allie Holcomb, and Robert M. Lamb as David. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one.
This has been a 7lamb production.